there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Small business.
Yes, Melbourne, Victoria. We're helping your small businesses. It's been a tough lockdown. It's been a tough, let's be honest, 18 months, 2 years at the moment for small businesses. And we thought, let's help where we can. Let's write some commercials for you because radio airtime costs a fortune. It's marketing. It costs so much money that a lot of small businesses cannot afford. So what we've been doing is not only giving you commercials, we haven't been even taking them to our department that write commercials. No, forget that. Fev, Nick and I have been writing them for you ourselves.
www.wickedflames with a Z.
That's the way it's going to be. Puppy, we'll be cutting your hair, yeah.
Scuba-dive, 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 scuba-dive.
Come to Bay City Scuba for memories you'll keep. There's heaps to see. The ocean's real deep.
It's a real difference in quality there. There's some real, like, ha-ha-ha ads, and there's a one that sounds like a real ad.
What I don't think Nick's realised, we need to tell him when he comes, he's actually writing commercial ads.
they're absolutely nailing it.
They could honestly pass at the Radio Australian Commercial Awards. Now we are joined by Kay and Lisa. Lisa's nominated her mum, Kay, who has a gift and homewares store called A Little Thyme. Now that's thyme as in the herb, T-H-I-Y-M-E. And Kay and Lisa join us now. Hi Kay, hi Lisa.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, it's so nice to be joined by you both. Now Lisa, you nominated your mum and her store. And also you're in Corryong. Now tell us where Corryong is.
Corryong's at the base of the Snowy Mountains, so up past Albury-Wodonga.
Oh, and I'm guessing, Kay, you will obviously, with people being locked down, you're not having many people come up to Corryong to visit you.
Definitely not, no.
Oh, no wonder. Mm. That would be so tough. So if we can get people who are looking for day trips or be thinking about a getaway, head to Corryong and tell us a little bit about A Little Thyme, your store, Kay, because I'm about to write you this commercial.
Oh, okay. It's a giftware and homeware store, so I've got a fairly diverse range of those things, babyware, kitchen products.
Oh gosh, gotta get my pen. Hang on, Kay.
Get the babyware.
Babyware. No, this is good. I'm writing with a pen. Kitchenware.
What else would you write with?
Well, like, you know, I'm old school. Sorry, Kay. Babyware, kitchenware,
home decorating things like cushions and throws and artwork.
Ooh, sounds amazing. Hey, Kay, cushions. I've seen your website. I'm having a look at your website. It is beautiful. What, that teepee thing? I need one of them for my daughter. That is amazing.
They're gorgeous, aren't they?
Oh, they're unbelievable.
And obviously, Kay, people can go online if they can't get to Corryong and order. Is that right? Have you got a website?
Yes, that's correct. We've got a website, www.alittlethyme.com.au.
Beautiful. Well, Kay, we're looking at photos. They are
beautiful,
fabulous.
Stunning.
Before I even put this commercial to air, head to www.alittlethyme.com.au. And I must stress, thyme is like the herb thyme. That's a T-H-Y-M-E. Help out, Kay. You know, it's tough for small businesses, particularly in tourist areas. Yes, Fev?
Something else that Kay hasn't mentioned, or Lisa, you might want to put this in your jingle for cat lovers. They have a shop cat. And her name's Gracie that hangs out. Yeah. So if you love cats, you can go in and see Gracie. That could be a little for the kids.
That's a great bit. Cat Gracie, they can come and have a pat. This is
She's very popular. We have lots of customers come in.
Okay.
Often they come in just to see Gracie. They don't come to see me.
Oh, okay. I can guarantee you this. Gracie will appear in your commercial ad.
All right.
And Lisa, you're so sweet to nominate your mum's business. What a wonderful thing to do.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they were also affected by the bushfires. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not just COVID. It's also been, they shut down for many months over 2020 because of the bushfires too. So I just thought this would be a great help to, get a shout out for it.
Yeah, well done,
wonderful
Lisa.
Thing. In fact, anyone who's thinking of, has gifts for baby showers, for birthdays, Christmas is on its way, why not head to www.alittlethyme.com.au and order a gift? How much would that help Kay out? That'd be wonderful. But the job is on me now, Kay and Lisa.
Good luck.
I am to write you a commercial ad.
You're lucky it's not me, girls, because I'm hopeless at it.
Do you have any,
really good.
Anything in particular, Kay, that you want?
Like, well, I did think of just a little spiel, but it's a bit early with my singing voice, but I just go with, "Hey, big spend a little time with me."
I love it, Kay.
Okay.
Oh, look, you don't even need me to write this ad, but I'll give it a crack. Hey, I like it. Okay, Kay, leave me with it. Lisa, thank you for joining us. Give me an hour. I'll have a brand new commercial for you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful place up there, Boxy in Corryong. Mm. It's obviously where the man from Snow River is, mate. I've ridden horseback up there a couple of times.
Have
beautiful.
You?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
What were you doing riding horseback up there?
When I was in the Man from Snowy River.
Right.
Sequel. Okay.
In this, right, is that right?
Yeah, I've been
I didn't
up
know
there.
There was a sequel.
Yeah, it hasn't aired yet, but yeah.
1019 The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Nix.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Small business.
Small businesses of Melbourne, Victoria, we are here for you. We're trying to do our bit and we're giving you free advertising. Not only are we giving you free advertising to the hundreds of thousands of people who are listening to The Fox every weekday, we're also writing your commercials. We're not fobbing it off to the department that usually do that and get paid money, like get paid well to do that. Mm. We're doing it ourselves. Now, I must point out, we're not necessarily trained copywriters. We're just having a crack.
Hang on. I'm not. You are.
I started off in radio writing commercials.
Yes.
I'm being a little bit coy here because I'm a bit disappointed. I'm upset that I might not have delivered for Kay. Now, Kay is the owner of a fabulous little homewares and gift shop in Corryong, which we spoke to Kay a bit earlier. Welcome back to the show, Kay.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, A Little Time is your gift and homeware store, and we said you are located in Corryong, and a lot of regional shops have done it tough because you obviously haven't had the tourists and people not leaving home, but you've also got a website. Now, Kay, that's what we're going to try to get people going to that website to order gifts and homewares from you.
Now, Kay, earlier on when we had you on the show, you wanted it to go down a certain theme, and what was that song that you sung?
You want me to sing it again?
Yeah, I'd love you to, Kay.
Gosh. Oh, no. So it's, "Hey, big spender, spend a little time with me."
Which was beautiful. Now, Kay, I'm not quite sure what Fee's done. Is there something along those lines?
Kay, I wish I'd gone with Big Spender because I had a crack at another song that I couldn't get out of my head, and I thought it would work beautifully for your commercial. Mm-hmm. I jumped in the studio. I did it in one take because I had to. I'm trying to do a radio
show. You're an expert.
I am apologising in advance, Kay. I have no idea how this is going to turn out, but no, it came from my heart. Here it is, Kay, for your store, A Little Time. That's T-H-Y-M-E, as in the herb. A Little Time, Gift and Homewares in Corryong. Here is your commercial ad.
No.
It's a homewares and gift store in Corryong. It's got babyware, kitchenware, artwork and kids' toys. I don't know why you wouldn't want to visit A Little Time. I don't know why you wouldn't want to say hi to Kay. For cushions and throws and candles and teepees. You can even give Gracie the cat a cuddle. It doesn't matter if you can't get to Corryong. You can just go to the website. It's not hard to do that. So baby, baby, www.littletime.com.au. www.littletime.com.au. I take back the words of this ad and apologize to Kay. I'm sorry, Kay, this isn't better.
That was brilliant. That is the right tone, bro.
That was amazing, Fifi. I'm impressed.
Okay, I'm so good. I was in there, and I've got to be honest, the www dot gets me every time. I was really struggling with that.
No, that was...
www.littletime.com.au 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 www. www.alittletime.com.au. It's really hard.
I got it out there, okay. We've got to get everyone to that website.
Exactly. You've done very well. I'm sure they will never forget that.
Oh, well, Kay, that's your commercial. We're going to send that to you. You can use that however you choose. I've got no copyright attached to it. I mean, Cher might, but I don't. And we're going to give you $1,000, Kay, wow. Also to give you a little help along the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm just very grateful for everything you've done. That's just lovely. Thank you.
Oh, that's our pleasure. And if you're heading anywhere near Corryong, do go and visit A Little Time. Say hi to Kay, her daughter Lisa, who nominated her, and Gracie, the cat. Loves a pat.
Loves a pat, the cat. Now, Boxy, that was brilliant. You said it was that hit the brief. It was funny. It was memorable.
Thank you, Fev. I appreciate it.
You nailed everything.
Okay.
It wasn't an ad that you'd a proper ad. So if someone else is listening, that was the brief.
If you're a business doing it tough, we do have a website, foxfm.com.au. You can chuck out your details there. And
so
on Monday.
Am I back?
I think it's you or Nick.
Are we doing it?
Yeah. We're going to keep doing this. It was really just going to happen for the last couple of weeks to help small businesses through lockdown. But guess what? Small businesses don't just bounce back that quickly. You keep needing our help and we're there for you.
You wait till Monday, Boxy. Have I got something special.
Oh, wow.
Oof.
1019, The Fox.
Fev, I have to say, I have been really excited this week by Kanye West because at the start of the week, I like Kanye's music. And when I heard he had a new album drop in, I was like, yes. Now, did you know what he did? So I think like Monday, he filled a stadium.
Yep.
With a 1.5 days notice, he filled the stadium with people and said, I'm going to play you my brand new album.
Yep.
And then I'm going to drop it the next day
in Atlanta,
for the rest of the world to hear. Yeah.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yes. And anyway, he did that. And then he said, no, I'm not going to drop the album.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and fine tune it. And I'm not leaving the stadium until I do that. So Kanye West is currently living in a football stadium.
Yeah.
Fine-tuning his music.
Bizarre, man.
Because why doesn't he live in a recording studio?
Well, I think there was a soccer game that was played at that stadium and he was living there. So he went and watched the soccer game as well, then went up to a room and kept. It's because Kim kicked him out. He probably hasn't got a residence to stay at.
I think he's got a few.
Has he?
He'd have a few. And wasn't he dating Bradley Cooper's ex?
Really?
Yeah, Irina Shayk. Remember we talked about that? I mean,
he shook that off, though.
Very good. Good gear.
I don't really know Nick much about Kanye, Boxy, but all I know is I know him from obviously being with the Kardashians.
Yes.
And he's a very rich man. He's got shoes.
Very talented, too.
Very
Yeezy's his fashion brand.
He's got his fashion brand. He's got clothing brand. He's locked himself in here. I think it's great publicity for his record. But Josiah the Messiah, our man over here, just said something that blew my mind. What did you say about Kanye?
He's the greatest artist of all time. No doubt.
You said he is
of all time.
Or the modern day, I reckon.
You said he's a
goat.
Genius.
He is. He's
the smartest person ever.
He's the best producer. He's a billionaire. He's fashion. He is so far ahead of the game in everything he does. We're just catching up.
Wow.
You listen to, right, this is how much of a fan I am.
This is unbelievable.
You listen to Kanye's music that he brings out on this next album, then all the other artists, they'll start copying him in the next couple of years. Everything he does is always a couple of years ahead.
Is he the smartest man alive?
Have you ever been, like, approached by someone in a cult?
I haven't yet, but I'm very open to it.
I feel right for them. Like, I feel like you're just who they're looking for. Like,
mate, over the break, like, whenever we have a break, we'll see him in some Himalayan mountains with smoke coming out of his ears and holding up candles.
I'm
that sounds amazing.
Cleanse me.
I just love his music.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, like the rest of Australia, we're glued to the television screen, Channel 7. The Olympic coverage is fantastic. And one of the highlights has been the addition of Thorpey, Ian Thorpe, the most successful Olympian, 9 medals, commentating during the swimming. Social media's lit up.
Nuts.
We already were in love with Thorpey, but it's a whole new love. And we're joined by the man himself right now. Thorpey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. How are we this morning?
Oh, we're good.
We're doing well. Now, you must be
exhausted.
You'd be very tired and you're very focused, Thorpey, but you must be wrapped with the people are writing about you, loving you, your commentary. When you're a swimmer and you've trained for that your whole life and you know that that's what you nail, it must be really rewarding to get all this feedback.
Well, I've heard that there's been great feedback of my commentary. I didn't think I'd be celebrated so much just for talking, which is really what I'm doing. And I guess it's a bit like radio, isn't it? So it has been great. And I think the reason it has been is that we've had great races to call. And it's, you know, watching the Australian team do well, be as successful as they've already been at these Olympic Games, and hopefully continue to be over the next 3 days. You know, that's the content that we have. So you have something to work with that's really cool.
You refer to it, Thorpey, being like radio. You talk sense, we talk crap. A little bit different because you are absolutely nailing it. You're predicting what's going to happen before. You're like Notre Dame. You're predicting even yesterday with Kyle's race, you said on the back leg because he's in lane four, he's not going to be out in lane three, I think he was. He's not going to be able to see the competitors on his way back in. And then he said it afterwards, he couldn't see because he breathes that way. Why couldn't he just breathe the other way?
So people practice, and it's you know, it's a technique that you find a stronger side to breathe on. And you know, I think it's slightly flawed because for most sprinters do it. But you know, I kind of learned to swim what we call bilaterally, which is breathing to both sides. And it means that you can adjust who you're looking at when you're looking at them. And because Kyle's such a hunter, he loves hunting people down at the end of the race. You know, it meant that he had to just swim and not know where Dressel was. And it was, you know, this is Kyle's best time. It is an amazing
swim.
Huge swim,
yeah.
He had shoulder surgery 7 months ago. So it really was. And, you know, even seeing Kyle then, and the amount of work he's had to do, you know, just to build up, you know, muscle mass and be able to get back into swimming and not rush that process to be able to get him back into that time where he does his best time. He missed out by 6/100ths to the person that I think is the best male swimmer since Phelps. And he
I
was
wish you had a
6/100ths. yeah, again, you talk crap on radio, I tell the real truth.
Now, Thorpey, the insight you're giving us from a swimmer's perspective is so good. And yesterday you called it as the 4x200 metre freestyle relay, the women's were coming out. And when I'm just a novice, but when I saw Titmus jump in, I went, well, hang on, we're starting with Titmus. Can you, now there's been a lot of, I guess, questioning about that. Can you break down why that relay played out the way it did?
Okay, so I'm going to be slightly speculating here because I don't have all of the information in terms of who was swimming well, if someone was sick or if someone was off their game on this day. But the reason that they would have put Ariane and Emma McKeon in the first two spots would have been to have a lead. And as the relay played out, that didn't actually happen.
No.
And it may have been you put someone in the front leg that's fast and it gives them an opportunity to break the individual world record.
Oh, wow.
And off Ariane's swim in the 200 freestyle, she was, from memory, I think she was about 9/100ths outside of the world record. She was close. She was very close to breaking the world record. So it gave her another chance to do that. But Arnie, and she admitted it as well, you know, she looked fatigued. Yes. And, you know, she must be physically, emotionally drained. You know, imagine, you know, achieving your kind of childhood dream, internalizing the emotion from that, you know, not being able to let it all out, and then doing it again just a couple of days later. And, you know, it starts weighing you down. So Ariane, the good news is has a, you know, she has a couple of days she has 36 hours basically to recover and be back to her best form. But that's what I kind of read into it. And it was setting it up, you know, in the first two legs so that we'd be in front. And then our just would have had to make sure that they were in clear water, which means there's no one around you. And they could have just swum to maintain that lead.
So in other words, radio terms, they were arrogant and they thought they were going to win the gold, but they didn't. True? They did.
I don't do it arrogant.
They were red-hot favourites.
They were red-hot favourites. And I can't go further into it because I don't know any more than what I've just told you. But it was, look, they were the team to beat.
Yes.
And it shows just you know, when some of the performances are ever so slightly off, how it can change the entire race. We say this, but we've also become a little bit, the expectation level from everyone has also increased because of how successful we've been at these Olympic Games. We just expect, you know, the gold medal from that. Yeah. And it took a world record to beat the Australian team.
Yeah, and they're both silver and gold beat the world record, and the Australians also beat the world record and come third, which is amazing. It's astounding. No, it's been an amazing time in the pool, Ian, and you're a nine. You've won nine medals, the most of any Australian. Now, there's someone that's swimming today in the 100 metres freestyle, Emma McKeon, who is chasing down your nine medals. Will she beat you this Games?
Yes, she will. So she'll win more medals than what she should, and she should win more medals than me. I don't know what colour they're going to be though.
Yeah, you've got more gold though.
What actually? What have we got to look forward to today in the pool?
So today, look, the big race, I guess, for everyone today is the 100 metres freestyle. So that features Kate Campbell and Emma McKeon. So Emma McKeon goes in as Olympic record holder now and looks fantastic in the semi-final. And Kate Campbell, if she's swimming at her best, you know, she's hard to beat. And Kate has had this incredible consistency. The only thing is we saw her not perform to her expectations in Rio, and whether or not she's been able to, and we've seen a different Kate here. She's been more relaxed. She's been more chilled out. But as long as she's, you know, she's got it right and she's got her race ready to go, she'll be tough to beat. And so will Emma, by the way. The only upsetter in this will be Siobhan Jorge of Hong Kong. So that's the only one that I see that could possibly take it out.
Now, the Australians have done so well this Games, but it might be overshadowed by one American who has pulverised the world with her exit of the gymnast in Simone Biles. Is that how you say Biles? Is that how you pronounce
Biles?
Biles. Now, some are saying that she left her teammates out to hang. Others are saying her legacy has, she's the greatest of all time, might be enhanced now that she's spoken up about her mental health. And you've been a huge mental health advocate as well. What are your thoughts? It was sort of a Sally Robinson back in the day when she was a rower sort of moment, some are saying. What are your, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but what's your thoughts on what she did?
Well, she didn't actually say that it was a mental health problem. She said her mental strategy has not been there. So she hasn't, I haven't heard if she has said it. But, you know, I kind of look at Naomi Osaka and, you know, we were kind of like, you know, she just doesn't want to do the press conferences. And no one knew the backstory, but she has struggled. And you look at the struggle when she won the US Open and she stood up, she beat her childhood hero.
It was booed, yeah.
People were booing. They weren't booing her necessarily. They were booing the umpire. People wanted to see Serena Williams win that Grand Slam. And she didn't know how to feel. And then you have Serena Williams consoling her and saying, it's okay. Like, you know, it's just, there is a lot and it happens very quickly to people. Simone Biles, you know, she was supposed to, and the height that she had coming off the beam, she had enough height to do 2.5 rotations there, and she did 1.5, and so it was penalised heavily for not actually doing the move, in my understanding. So that was when she said to the team, I'm out because I'm going to cost you a medal. So maybe she made the right call and, you know, withdrew herself. But I'm not a gymnastics expert because I'm 6'5". And I was told when I was like, I was 5 or 6 when I was doing gymnastics, I was told to stop doing it because you're going to be too tall. And I was like, oh, great. Thanks.
I'd love to see you on the parallel bars. Ian Thorpe, you're a true champion and we are absolutely loving the coverage on Channel 7. We're loving your commentary and we know you've got to get back to the studio and look out for that 11:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the 100 metre freestyle final. We're going to watch Kate Campbell and Emma McKeon and live and free on 7 and 7 Plus. Thorpey, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
101.9 The Fox. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
amazing. Melbourne, we love your amazing stories. They're always great. They're better than any stories we've got, to be honest.
Yeah, 100.
Tanya from Altona. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, how are you going?
We're great, Tanya. Now, what's your amazing story?
I think you'll like this one, Fifi, because it's a Candy Crush.
Yes.
And I'm on level 8,644.
Whoa. Tanya, do you know what, Tanya? I haven't played Candy Crush for about 2 years, and you may recall this. I got all my extra, all my lollipops and everything got stolen off me.
That's
like
right.
They disappeared.
I remember that story.
Tanya, I've never been back. I was that gutted. So,
Come on. You've got to get back on the Candy Crush.
Now, Tanya, Fifi got me onto Candy Crush. And because I play it every weekend, so it's a Friday and a Saturday and a Sunday morning because we wake up so early and I can't do anything else and I can't wake the family up, so I play Candy Crush. Now,
that's what I do.
I was thinking last week, and I wanted to talk about this on the radio, and the fact that you've spoken about this is unbelievable. I wanted to do a rave about what you're at because I thought that I was at an amazing level. Yeah. What are you at, Boxing?
What are you at, Fifi?
Okay. How's this? I've just gone to open it and it said reinstalling Candy Crush. Oh. You're trying to open the app that's currently not installed.
I've got you back on.
I'm going to have lost all my... Are you kidding? I've lost all my levels. Where are you at?
Tanya, you're at 8,500...
No, I actually double-checked and I'm at 8,644.
44. Now... I thought I was going pretty well, Boxy.
Yes.
Because I play this a lot. And I am at level 1,584.
Oh, that's not too bad.
What was I at? Tanya, you may have a better memory than I do. I think I was at 1,000. I was nearly at 2,000.
Yeah, you're nearly two because I reckon you're at two because I've been trying to get you. But 8,600? What?
I know.
Yeah. Is that amazing?
That's amazing.
Yeah, do you know what, Tanya? Yes,
that's a problem.
How many years has it taken you to get to level 8,000?
Oh, yeah. Well, ever since it started. So how many years has that been? I don't know.
Do we have a sting for this is a problem?
Tanya,
my family keep telling me.
I'm actually uploading. Do you know, Tanya, I know we're going very far off the swings
but it's good
Candy
Crush.
Is it amazing? I'm downloading the game again. Well, I've lost all my levels. Do you think,
no,
Tanya?
No, just...
So, if you log back in, you should have them back at where you were.
Tanya, if you keep the radio switched on, in the next 15 minutes, I'll update you, okay?
No worries.
I'll tell you whether I'm at. Thank you, Tanya. And she's probably just kicked off my addiction again. I'll probably get back on that today.
Well, yeah, I'm addicted to it.
I can't believe you're still playing it when I've got you on it.
Yeah.
Now we've got Taylor from the Basin. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Taylor, have you got an amazing story for us?
Yeah, I was just listening to the other lady say what level she was on. So I was like, oh, I'll ring because I'm on 9,737.
Get out! That's phenomenal! Can we get Tanya back on with Taylor? Can we conference these calls?
Yep, they're both on.
You're back on, Tanya. Now, did you hear Taylor is up to level 9,737?
Oh, dear. All right, I'll have to keep working to try and catch that one.
Now, guys, I have just got back on my Candy Crush, and thank goodness I haven't lost mine. I'm 1,941.
Ooh, I'll get you.
What are you up to, Fair?
I'm 1,537, I think it is. But
I've had 2 years off and you still can't catch me.
No, but I play that a lot. For Taylor and Tanya to be 8,000 and 9,000, that is an awful lot of Candy Crush.
That is.
Do your fingers get sore?
No, listen, Feb, I get up like early like you guys, but I don't want to wake the family either, so I just sit here until people wake up and then I stop.
It is I'm with you on that, Tanya. I do that. It's just mindless. Well, I used to do that when I used to play it.
I find my arm and my fingers get a bit numb and I have to change hands
because
you're holding it up. No, because you're holding it up.
Oh, I see.
In the bed because I'm sitting in the bed.
Could that be why your finger's numb?
No, because my finger's numb from a difference. Stay on the swings.
Sorry. Tanya and Taylor, thank you for that. They're
so
amazing stories.
It's so hard sometimes working with Fee. I just don't know what's going on.
Now we'll get back on to some other amazing stories. Paige from Frankston South. Hey, Paige.
Hi.
Paige, now I'm guessing this is not Candy Crush related. What is your amazing story?
So my grandparents went to Europe and they were on a cruise ship and they met another elderly couple just randomly, started chatting to them, sharing like family stuff, showing photos. And then it turns out it was my boyfriend at the time's grandparents.
Whoa.
And you, so Paige, you and your boyfriend, had you discussed both your grandparents were on a cruise?
No. They just randomly messaged us and were like, oh, we just met each other. And turns out that, yeah.
In
That's
Europe.
Amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
This is good. You know what, Paige? Because Josiah was looking at me going, I'm not sure. Is that amazing? Mm. Let's qualify this. Of all the people in the world that happen to be on the same cruise in Europe, your boyfriend's grandparents and your grandparents met each other. Because even cruisers have about 6,000 people on the ship.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they just randomly met them and sat down and started talking to them.
Mm. Fev and I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Did they leave from Melbourne?
Oh,
yeah, they actually lived like suburbs apart.
Mm. What are you going to press? He's going to press the button.
We got pushback.
Hey, that's never happened, but Josiah was refusing to press the That's wow. Amazing sting. What did you want to press?
Well, I feel like because if they left from Melbourne, yeah. It's like, of course, you know, heaps of people from Melbourne be on the same cruise. If they met in like Switzerland and jumped on a boat there, that's amazing.
Okay. Not even the last robot that had that job would even push back.
I'm going to defend Paige's grandparents because I think you fly into the foreign country and then the cruise leaves.
You don't leave from here.
You don't leave from Melbourne.
So that is amazing if that's true. But if they left from Melbourne, it's not
Paige,
that amazing.
Did they leave from Melbourne?
No, they both like lived in Melbourne, but they met on the cruise ship. Yes. So it was already like swimming out in the water when
yeah.
they met.
Yeah. Paige, you're fine. Mm, it's all. Yeah. No, it's not
Josiah.
Your problem.
Josiah. Wow.
Josiah, it's just not
unbelievable.
That's really. Okay. Paige, you got through. And finally, Sakina from Thomastown. Hi, Sakina.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Great, good. Sakina. What's now? Okay. We'll try and keep Josiah out of this. What's your amazing story?
Okay, so my girlfriend messaged me this morning and goes, hey, I've got some yogurt for you. Come grab it after your gym class. I'm like, yeah, perfect. So I'm driving along. I'm on the light. I look up at the billboard. Guess what it is? Chobani yogurt. And that's the yogurt she's got for me. And then wait for it. This is the best bit. Wait for it. And then I've gone, hang on a minute. When do Fifi, Bev and Nick do Is It Amazing? Oh, my God. It's today.
Would have been amazing if we were on the billboard after it.
I love
Yeah,
that.
I know. But that Chobani yogurt billboard was on for like 5 seconds. I'm thinking,
So I love this. And I get where you're coming from because it's how I felt about our Channel 7 one. Your friend's mentioned Chobani yogurt. She's bringing it in for you. You've stopped at the lights. There's a Chobani yogurt billboard. My favourite part is you thought of us and our segment. Is It Amazing?
And that's amazing.
And that in itself is...
Booyah! Yes, amazing. It's
amazing. What did she say then?
That one really hurt Josiah.
I did.
Well done, Sakita. Thank you for thinking
Great
of our
segment. Great segment today, Boxy. Yes. Got a lot of passes. And I can't believe we spoke about Candy Crush. Do you play Candy Crush?
Sakita?
Couldn't say.
My husband does.
What level is he at? You know?
Oh, God. Let me get his iPad. I have no idea. He's not near me.
Do you know what's great? Sorry, Sakina. The thing is, we've just all through those stories, all Fev is concerned about is that I'm beating him at Candy Crush.
Yes, it's amazing.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Wordles, I had my own Wordle yesterday. Could not say cryogenics. Really couldn't.
Cryogenics.
Now, if you had that $1 million, you might want to put it towards
cryogenic. I got some
cryogenic.
Cryogenic. I know. I actually know how to say it, but it's become a Wordle.
But cryogenic.
Cryogenic. Thank you, Fev.
You just said cryogenics again.
I did not.
You did at the start.
Cryogenics.
Yeah. It's cryogenic.
Yeah, but if it's... You know, but if you're...
You're going to carry the S, are you?
No, you say maths, you say...
Math.
No, hang on. I know it's cryogenic, but if you're saying it to make it plural, it's cryogenics.
There's no plural in cryogenic.
There is so.
There's not.
I will not have you tell me this.
Whoa! Is that Pearl coming out? What's happened here? Well,
You're telling me, you're just doing it to wind me up. I know what you're doing.
You can't carry the S.
Cryogenics is the topic.
It's cryogenic.
No, the topic is cryogenics,
it's
though.
One.
It's not.
It's not plural.
I feel like we're siblings fighting.
Where's Nick when you need him?
Why do I have to be the adult here?
It's cryogenics. There is plural.
Thank you. Please.
I don't know what plural means.
I know. That was really,
I got no idea.
I'm not kidding. That was a flashback to wanting to call mum to come in and sort it out because it was so frustrating. Linda from Caroline Springs.
God, I was hoping I was right though.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, Linda. Linda, sorry. Things were getting a bit childish then, but we're back on course and want to know your wordle.
Is squirrel.
Cereal?
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing. I wow. get. Do you know what, Linda? I reckon I've heard that before in somebody. That it's the double R. I see what's happening to you and that's what's making it a hard one for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Linda, can you say cereal?
Cereal. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just put an S in front of it.
Oh, did I?
No, no. Oh. Say now say squirrel.
Squirrel.
No, it's cereal, squirrel.
Yeah, but it sounds similar. I'm just trying to help her.
I know.
Like I was trying
really
to help you.
Sweet. That's very sweet of you.
Squirrel.
Good luck with that, Linda. Squirrel. At least you won't need to say squirrel doesn't come up often in conversation.
No,
so you're right. You should be okay.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Thanks, Linda. Georgia in Pakenham. Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
Georgia, what is the word that you struggle with, your wordle?
I can't say pumpkin. Like,
I see what you did there. You really broke it down. Let's try and get it faster.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Can you say this sentence? For Halloween, I'm going to carve a pumpkin.
For Halloween, I'm going to carve a pumpkin.
Oh, thank you, Georgia.
Well, you say pumpkin a bit.
You've made it.
Yeah,
pumpkin.
A bit.
You're going to have to avoid soups and Halloween. That was great. Pat's on her mobile. Hi, Pat. I nearly said Pat from mobile. Pat, what's your wordle?
Prados.
Oh, hang on. Prados. Now we're going to have to break down what word are you trying to say? Can you describe it?
It's a vegetable. Mashed
potatoes. Oh,
do you mean potato?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Potatoes.
That's the best.
Wow.
That's the best one we've ever had.
Pat, has that always been a struggle for you, that word?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a that's an interesting one. I'm just trying to think
just
how
say
we can
mashed spud.
Can you say pot?
Pot.
There we go. And now say
Ado.
Ado.
You just have to say spud, wouldn't you? Can
you
I have
would,
some spuds?
Yeah, I'll have a spud.
Because that doesn't sound like anything like potato.
No,
but
I know.
It sounds like it's Italian. Potato.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.